Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. It is now time for another Castle Country FYI. Joining me in the studios this morning, I have got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm happy to be here today. It's a beautiful fall day.
It is a beautiful day. Holy cow, I'm looking forward in the forecast, and it's going to get warm again.
I think so. I think we're going to get that little, what do they call that, Indian summer?
I hope so.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be really nice. Well, Sheriff, fall brings some exciting time of the year here in Carbon and Emery County. Hunting season is full-blown upon us, and holy cow, I see people everywhere.
You know, I was out patrolling Bruin Point last week, and there were hunters out in the field, and kind of makes me a little envious. I wish I was with them. So, but you know, I want everyone to be sure to be safe while you're out there, especially now that we're going into the gun seasons. Make sure you know your target and what's beyond it, and that we're sure of what we're shooting. Make sure your guns are not loaded while they're in the vehicle. Treat them as if they're loaded all the time. And let's just be safe. Make sure we're teaching the kids good habits for them to start with, and they'll emulate what they see you do. So.
Right, and you know what? Especially for kids, it's so important for them to see adults doing what they're supposed to do, and it does really make it easier for them when it comes time for them to be in charge of a gun.
Exactly, and you know, that's you don't realize the things you teach your kids by never really telling them anything. So
exactly, they are sponges.
They are.
It doesn't matter what you do or say; they are taking that in. You know, the good and the bad.
Yeah, the good and the bad. Yeah. The other thing to think about is make sure your vehicles are ready to go, especially during the hunting season, but just for general winter stuff. Things I like to look at are make sure my windshield wipers are good, because you know when the snow gets on the ground, the salt gets on the road, and you have that on your windshield, and you need to make sure that you can see where you're going. It's getting that time of year that frost is on our windows early in the morning, so we need to start waking up early enough to make sure we clear that off and not try to drive with a small hole, because if you look at life through a small little hole, you miss most of it.
It's very true. And you know what? I think that we're all guilty of that at the very beginning. Every time my windshield, like, I'll come out not expecting frost on my windshield, and it's like, really? I was not prepared for this. I did not wake up early enough for this. I don't have time, but you have to make time.
Yep.
You're going to be late to wherever you're going.
You are, and you need to just expect it now. Any day from here on until spring, you're going to have frost on your window. It's that time of year, and you know, we need to be prepared for that. Make sure that your tires are good for your vehicle with winter coming. I predict we're going to have a lot of snow this year. I think we're going to have a heavy snow season, and make sure your tires are good. Make sure your antifreeze levels are correct, and you have the correct mix of antifreeze, that you don't have just water in your car.
Right. Very important, especially if you do decide to go out in the mountains, wherever you may be, and something goes wrong with your vehicle. That's not a great situation for anyone to be in.
You know, and anticipate that you could be broken down in the wintertime, and if your car doesn't run, the heater doesn't work. So make sure you have a blanket and means to stay warm if you had to. You just never know if you're going to get stuck or stranded somewhere. So those are little things that I like to think about. I also tell my girls to make sure you're wearing actual shoes when you're driving in the wintertime, not flip-flops, because if you do have to get out and walk, you're going to freeze your feet off in flip-flops.
Right, absolutely. So very, very great information as far as being prepared. Winter is right upon us, and I mean, it's not going to feel like it later on this week. It's going to get warm, but don't you worry. At night, it is going to get cold.
Yeah, it'll be cold enough at nighttime that if you were to be outside exposed, it would be life-threatening to you.
Right, absolutely. Well, Sheriff, anything else you wanted to mention today?
You know, I'm going to be involved in an opioid panel on Wednesday night at the college. I'm not really sure what that's all about. I was asked to be there to give law enforcement's perspective on this opiate issues that we have throughout our country. And so I'm kind of excited about it. There's going to be a little movie they're going to show, and then they're going to have a panel of people to discuss this problem. So anybody that's interested in that, it'll be at the Jennifer Levitt building at the college. I think it starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday.
6 o'clock on Wednesday, definitely something that is, it hits home for a lot of people in our community. So if you're interested in getting additional information, you definitely want to be there.
Yep.
Well, Sheriff, as always, it's a pleasure to get you in the studios to hear your side of what's going on in Carbon County.
I appreciate the opportunity. It's good to see you guys.
Oh, for sure. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Castle Country FYI with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.